On yesterday's program, we shared the story of New Orleans resident Brenda Morris. Her mother needs dialysis and her brother, who is ill with cancer, needs oxygen. They and several other relatives stayed in their home through the hurricane. Today, we follow up with Brenda's sister, Joyce Morris. So far, the family hasn't gotten any outside help. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
Joyce, how have things gone since yesterday?
Well, her feet are starting to swell now.
Your mother's feet?
Yeah, and we've been checking her pressure periodically to see if everything is okay.
So I heard a baby in the background. How many of your relatives are there with you?
18.
Why didn't you evacuate?
Because we didn't have the provisions to.
You thought it would be worse for you if you left than if you stayed?
Yes.
Have you seen any patrols near your house? Any, you know?
No, I walked to the convention center, and they're going to start evacuating people out here and bringing them to Texas by bus.
So you walked to the convention center? How far is that for you?
If you look at it, it's about a good 6-7 blocks.
So you're very close to it?
Yes.
And they didn't have any officials that could help you with the medical supplies there?
No. As far as my brother on oxygen, they should have, at least try to give him at least some oxygen.
How many hours of oxygen does he have left, and what's going to happen if he runs out?
He has about 3.
3 hours. And could he possibly die if he doesn't have the oxygen?
He probably can, because he's a cancer patient.
Are you planning to evacuate to Houston?
Oh, yes. So they say prepare to stay at least a month or so.
You didn't evacuate because you didn't have provisions.
Exactly.
You still don't have provisions. How can you evacuate now if you get the chance? What will make the difference?
It's closer.
What's closer?
Convention center.
Okay, so that it's not just the Superdome. The convention center has become a big place where people are gathering, and that's closer to you?
Yes.
And they don't have any boats or anything to ferry you over there?
We don't have any water over here at all.
Ah, I see. What about vehicles then?
One car, but it's not, something is wrong with it.
Are there other people driving around in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Have you considered asking them for transportation for your family, especially the members who are sick?
Miss, you wouldn't believe it. They had some people, one of the houses had 22 people in it.
22 people?
Yes.
People who have vehicles aren't sharing them because they already feel overburdened, or what's happening?
They're already overburdened, and then they're trying to save on gas.
So if it turns out that tomorrow morning you wake up, no one has come to help you with your brother and your mother, what are you going to do?
Put them in wheelchairs and wheel them over.
Well, we certainly wish you much luck and success in getting some help.
Okay.
Joyce Morris, New Orleans resident, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.